Hello and welcome to Audio Mo Day 7. Can you guess where I am? I'm in a school. I shall be reading with the children in a minute. I'm not going to record that bit. Hello.
Jeremy
Gavarana.
Oh,
yeah, he's going to get his book.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Alright, good.
So again, as I was saying before the member of staff came in, I wasn't going to record the children reading because I thought that's probably not best thing to do for Sammy. So, but I wanted to record a little bit of atmosphere of the school while I was waiting to start. So now I've finished my reading with the children and I'm on my way home. So what I do on a Tuesday afternoon is I help with the visually impaired children in school. Well, both the children I help with are completely blind and I help them with their braille and listen to them read. And the little boy I have is 10 and he was reading a joke book. So we were splitting our sides not to laugh. They were really bad jokes actually, but yeah, he enjoyed it, which is the main thing. And it's so important, I think, to kind of foster an interest of reading. And make them excited to read. So if they can read something they really enjoy, even if it's gross jokes, then that's fine by me. And then with the little girl who I had, she is 6, was reading a book about a little girl who is blind called Abby. They're a series of books specially designed for Braille readers and really cleverly designed because they bring in... Braille has... kind of contractions for letters that are used commonly together, like EN and IN and ST and you know, things like that. So letters that are used frequently together have like one sign, and they bring them in slowly and they only use words with that contraction in when they introduce it into a new book. It's very, very cleverly designed, and there are books about a little girl who is blind, and today it was about her walking with her cane. And I just think they're great because not only are they like cleverly designed, but they also inspire children who are reading them, who are obviously blind because they're learning Braille, to get out and about and have fun and do fun things. And blind people can do fun things. So I think they're brilliant books, the Abbey books. I don't actually know who they're by, but they're great anyway. I'm walking up to the high street and it's getting very noisy now, so I'm going to go. But that was my audio mo for today, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Bye bye and take care.